This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Don't you find it interesting that there's so much heat on Boeing these days? You know, the claims that Boeing covered up all these problems with its 737 MAX airplane systems, and the airplanes are falling out of the sky, crashing, burning, and killing people. And yet, there's nothing mentioned about Big Pharma manufacturing faulty products, covering up the truth, and killing so many people that it's actually equivalent to a 737 MAX falling out of the sky, crashing and burning every single day. It's just that the people who take Big Pharma's toxic drugs don't burst into flame when they die, as do the passengers on, you know, faulty Boeing airplanes. I mean, imagine if people who were killed by pharmaceuticals, if they burst into flame and exploded, that'd be a very different news cycle, right? So, oh my God, 100,000 Americans a year bursting into flame, poof, from pharmaceuticals, FDA approved. And the drug companies covered it up, and internal emails show that they knew about the dangers and they buried them. And they rigged all the scientific studies. And they paid off FDA regulators to look the other way, blah, blah, blah. And they paid ghostwriters to ghostwrite science journal articles to make their drugs look good. Yeah, we already know all that stuff. But the reason you never hear this is because people who are killed by Big Pharma, they die quietly. They die in their sleep. They die in a hospital. And whenever they die, the doctors say, well, they were killed by fill in the blank, whatever the disease was that the drugs were treating, right? So if someone's killed by chemotherapy, the birth certificate says, well, they're killed by cancer. Well, maybe they were killed by the chemo, because the chemo is more toxic than anything else that this person has ever been exposed to. Chemo causes cancer, by the way. It's based on mustard gas chemical weapons from World War I. Chemo's toxic. That's why your hair falls out, by the way. What about all the statin drugs that are killing people? What about all of the antidepressant drugs that are leading people to suicide? You know, what about all the diabetes drugs that are causing liver failure and death? And it just goes on and on. Drugs are killing people, but it's quiet. The media won't talk about it because, well, there are no flames to show on TV. There's no wreckage. You know, when a plane falls out of the sky, there's so much wreckage. Boeing must be bad. Look at the wreckage. I'm not saying Boeing is awesome. I'm just saying that there's no equivalent attention given to Big Pharma's deaths because those deaths are not visually appealing to the media. Remember the media's mantra, if it bleeds, it leads. If it blows up, it makes the headlines. And if there's body parts and machine parts and buildings that have been partially knocked down, giant ruts in the earth, man, the news is going to lead with that. But if it's 100,000 Americans being quietly killed by toxic, fraudulent drugs, no story. You won't hear about that one. You know, it's a similar story with vaccines, too. What if vaccines, which we now know seriously injure 2.6% of the children who are vaccinated? That's come out, government-funded study. Children's Health Defense covered that in great detail. We have, too, at National News. What if 2.6% of the children who were vaccinated just spontaneously burst into flame, poof, spontaneous combustion, like right there in the clinic? Do you think that that might cause some attention? But no, that's not what happens. Instead, at home, the child suffers a seizure and a fever, and their brain neurons are quietly and silently damaged by the vaccine ingredients and the chemical adjuvants and the toxic metals like aluminum and mercury. And the child wakes up the next day and is autistic. They've been lobotomized. And if the parent speaks out, the vaccine pushers blame the parents. It's your fault. It's your genes. You're a bad parent for even thinking that vaccines did this to your children, even though it's obvious there are so many cases, even triplets who have been all vaccinated at the same time, and then within a day, all three kids became autistic. Huh. What do you know? It really is the vaccines. But because the children don't burst into flame, you never hear about it. Never hear about it. Boeing is evil. We're told Boeing's bad. Even though Boeing has safely delivered, you know, really billions of passengers, if you count each flight leg, you know, billions of passengers safely to cities all across the world for decades. But Boeing is bad, and we're told that Big Pharma wants to save your life. No, Big Pharma is what's killing you. Big Pharma kills so many people, it really is like a jumbo jet falling out of the sky every single day in America alone. I mean, it's Big Pharma that's been granted legal immunity for faulty products. If Big Pharma, you know, the vaccine industry, remember, they are immune to all lawsuits. Vaccines have zero quality control requirements because they have zero liability. They can put anything in a vaccine. If the vaccine makers manufactured jumbo jets, those jets will be falling out of the sky every day, and you couldn't sue them because, well, they've been granted immunity. If Merck made jets, there would be no seat belts. There would be no reverse thrusters on landing. There'd be no landing gear. Just have passengers holding on to the wings. Hold on for your dear life. You'd have people falling out of the sky every day if Merck made jumbo jets. Boeing actually has safety requirements and legal liability and a process for safety that maybe they failed in some cases. They didn't do it perfectly. But the vaccine industry has no safety requirements, no legal liability, and doesn't give a crap about their customers. The vaccine industry is killing children every day and claiming it's not their fault. That's the difference between Boeing and the vaccine companies. I tell you what, I'd rather fly on a Boeing jet than take a vaccine shot, because your chances of being injured by a vaccine are probably about, you know, six orders of magnitude higher than being killed in a jumbo jet. Flying is so much safer than taking a vaccine shot. I wouldn't hesitate to get on a Boeing airplane. But I definitely would not walk into a CVS pharmacy and let them inject me with their cancer modified, you know, their cancer genes in all their vaccines. That is risky. That's a form of suicide. And that's the big cover up. The media will never report the truth about that. You know, just lastly, imagine if everyone who died from a vaccine, if every child who was killed by a vaccine fell out of the sky, just like falling babies all over the sky. That would be news. But again, they die quietly, silently, and the vaccine industry blames the parents. Since they're not falling out of the sky and they're not bursting into flame, you never hear about it. Boeing gets heat just because they make flying machines. They make flying machines that almost always work. The safety record of Boeing jets is unassailable. You're far more likely to die walking down a sidewalk than being in a jumbo jet, by the way. You're more likely to get hit by lightning, probably, or to die in a swimming pool in your backyard than to die in a jumbo jet. You're more likely to be killed by a vaccine than to be killed by a Boeing aircraft. No question about it. The government even publishes the statistics, VAERS.HHS.gov, VAERS. They publish the statistics. More Americans are killed every year by vaccines than are killed in Boeing jets. It's not even close. Thank you for listening, though. Read my website, vaccines.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Also a trained pilot, by the way. Not afraid to be at the controls in an airplane, but definitely will not go to CVS and get a vaccine. And when you train as a pilot, by the way, your instructor just turns off all the engines and everything. He's like, hey, go for it. What's your glide speed, buddy? Sometimes at night, too. So I've been in an airplane with no engines, no power at night, and it's fine. But I won't take a vaccine shot. Think about it. Thanks for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health and it's clean.